There is a story that was told by Jesus that is timeless. It covers so many of us and our experience. It's found in Luke, the 15th chapter and the 11th verse. And Jesus said, "A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give the portion of goods that I will inherit.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent everything, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he would gladly have filled his belly with the husk that the pigs did eat, but no man gave anything to him. And when he came to himself, he said, 'How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him, and had compassion, and ran, and fell on his neck, and kissed him. And the son said unto him, 'Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no more worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, shoes on his feet, and bring here the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found.' And they began to be merry." You see, so many of us are prodigals. That is, we have known the way. We grew up in a good family. We have gone to Sunday school. We've gone to church. We've maybe even had a first communion. Maybe we have been baptized. But for one reason or another, we just took off for a far country. And there came that moment when we just came to our senses. That was God working in us. And we just said, "I want to go home to God." And when we come home to God, we expect very little. We expect punishment. But instead, what does God do? Oh, he says, "Here's a ring for your finger. You are my son. And take off those old filthy rags you're wearing. Put on some good clothes. You need shoes on your feet. And let's have a party. My son, who was lost, is found. The one who was dead is alive again." Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you that you are so merciful to me and to everyone who will humble themselves before you. Even though we have may have been very unfaithful, maybe it has been years in the making. Now, Lord, we want to come home. Now, Lord, we want your grace and your mercy. And we'll do anything, Lord. We don't have to be an important person. We just want to know you. We want to be in the family again. Will you please take us in? Receive us, O Lord, we pray, in repentance and faith. In Jesus' name, amen.